This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Every morning I wake up, I get up, I put on my glasses, and then I have to hold something out at arm's length anyway. When I go shoot, it has now become more of a thing where I'm trying to angle the weapon much like you would when you're trying to aim a claymore mine. I'm not so much worried about that blurred front side against the target or the sharp front side against the target because, well, my eyes are old. So I'm going to take some steps. Now, one step I've never taken is actually the education of using an aid on a weapon. And to that end, this coming October, my man is coming down from Michigan, and I'm going to go take an RDS pistol class with the one and only, the Yeti, Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts, who joins us now. Good evening, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm ramping up. I am ramping up. I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to bring, it's going to be like I'm going to have a golf bag of guns. But all of them will have optics on them. So we'll see what we see. Tell me why an RDS pistol class. Why did you come up with this?
So originally, I mean, it's been around for a long time. I mean, this has been going on forever. I mean, basically, when I think about it. I would say 2007-08, I was teaching red dot classes for companies that were just in releasing these products as well as a couple of major magazines. There was some education learning curve that needed to be shown. And most people didn't want to believe it. And I didn't like believing it either because of where I was at in my progression of shooting. To the point people really began to understand and see the errors of their ways of what they were getting away with their current handgun sighting system, such as their iron sights.
Right.
But with a red dot, they were able to see it and believe it and understand it that, oh, hey, maybe I did move the gun this way. Hey, maybe my grip did influence this. Maybe my trigger press did this. The RDS is probably the best diagnostic tool that we have, realistically, with pistols, especially for new shooters. I would rather take a shooter to the gun, get them confident, and immediately see the ways and their errors with the red dot than I would try to teach them iron sights. And people really needed to understand that. They needed to see it. They needed to be told it, explained it. But the benefits of the red dot outweigh, you know, any cons to them.
First time I ever saw anybody shooting a red dot was a video of you. You had a Glock 19. I think Doug at ATEI had cut your slide to stick that on there. In the video, you're switching your right hand shooting, left hand shooting, right hand shooting, left hand shooting, hitting steel every time, every shot. We don't get to see the steel, so you know. But I'm almost certain that you don't have a traveling guy who bangs the gong every time you pull the trigger. So
no. We filmed that in Arizona, I believe. That was some BC zone steel at about 45 yards, I think at the time, maybe 50. It's been so long since then. I first started shooting a red dot handgun in 1999.
Wow.
Yeah, before most people have ever even owned one in today's day and age by many factors. Smith & Wesson 5906 with a Tasco Optima 2000 dovetailed into the rear sight.
And how big was the Tasco back then?
You know, honestly, it was pretty much the same size as what you'd find today with, like, the Dr. Optics or the Shield sights or the old J-Points. So it was pretty much similar in size to the current footprint of the RMR.
Right. As far as now, with me, who have basically run, I've had one of my agency guns had RMR on it, and I did like shooting it. But most every gun I've got is iron sight. So with me, I want to go there and I want to have some fun and I want to be able to learn, but I don't want to have to spend so much time adjusting. So that's why I'm trying to ramp up now. So I'm starting to shoot guns with optics on them now. It's a whole different way of pointing the gun, presenting the gun, isn't it?
Well, no, actually it's not. And that's part of the kind of the spoof with that thing is that everybody's like, oh, the gun doesn't. No, it's actually still because it's visible. It's more visible to you, the kind of the pseudo errors of what you're doing with your grip in your presentation.
Right.
And there is no different aiming. There is no different anything that you would do with your iron sight handgun. It's exactly the same as you do with a red dot. Nothing changes.
I don't know. It seems to me, Steve, that with those Glocks, you know, I had to rear them up that grip angle. Mm-hmm. Is that not the case?
You know, grip angle is specific to the people or the person, their hands. But honestly, I would say no. But I think personally, it's a grip issue of the way the gun is being held and presented. Not that you're wrong, but it may just be that particular way your hands are setting with that gun.
Right.
Because you're one of those guys like me. You're an old warhorse guy. You love your 1911 angle.
Right.
But I think you will find in this class that we'll be able to get you to shoot anything with a red dot on. Pretty easy by the time we're said and done with day one by lunch.
Okay, well.
I got you.
I think you got me. You got me covered.
I got you. I promise. That. I got you.
So that, and we're going to film that too for those of you that want to see some of that. Not in its entirety because I'll be shooting a lot, but when I'm not shooting, I'll be standing down there in the impact area to watch everybody shooting from that very unique angle.
I love it.
Now, one of the things I found out, I got a gun the other day, mm-hmm. and it has a Holosun optic on it, and the holsters that I have for it no longer fit it.
Depending on what the holsters are, now, if they were originally set up and designed to take a red dot, it could be slightly problematic where it's like just a minutia of a bit of shaving off with either
right.
Dremel, sander, something, whatever. I mean, I've run into a few of the, you know, Kydex Bender holsters that have had that problem off and on. You know, not a big issue. You know, 30 seconds with a tool and you're good to go.
Well,
the Holosun is an incredible optic, though.
Tell me about the Holosun. I mean, it came on one gun, and I'm going to put it on my, one of my Poly 80 guns,
because
I'm bringing one of those down there,
because
those have the right grip angle. They have the right grip angle.
There you go. The Holosun 507C, which is a personal favorite of mine, relatively inexpensive in the scheme of things, about $275, $280.
I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have asked you that. We'll talk about this on the other side. Shall we do that?
Okay.
I'm about to run out of time. So let me Sentinel Concepts. What's the website, Steve?
Sentinelconcepts.com.
This is where you can find his schedule. This is how I found out he was coming to Dorchester. He comes and he's a traveling instructor. And if you're looking for a class taught by a preeminent shooter, and thank God he's not one of the kids.
Mm.
Well, this is some experience coming your way, and you can do it the Sentinel Concepts way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Steve the Yeti Fisher, and we're talking about the RDS class. And we were just about to talk about the Hollow Sun optic, which is a pistol optic. Apparently a classification. When did we start seeing the current rendition of? I guess the RMR was the first one of any note.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. The RMR was the one to really set the catalyst off.
Who came up with the idea of cutting into the slide to lower it to where it was easier to see?
Tracing that back and looking back at it, I'm going to give credit back to one of the gunsmiths, Bowie from Ohio. He's an instructor at a PDI. He was a SWAT cop down there, Dave Bowie. He was the first one I really saw mounting them lower into the gun. He had done some guns way back when, I believe, for Kelly McCann, a.k.a. Jim Grover, way back in the day. And Jim was running his stuff on Glocks probably around 2003 or 4 that I can remember. So I'm
did that sort of, did it become easier to function? Did it become an easier thing to acclimate to when they cut it into the slide and brought it down a little bit to where it was closer to the bore axis?
It made it a little bit easier to pick it up, as well as a concealability factor, instead of having them dovetailed and drifted into a sight channel sitting up on top of the gun. So, definitely pluses there.
I imagine a red dot on a SIG would have been a tall optic.
Oh, yeah, very. It would have been for sure.
So if RMR set it off, they also, RMR is the Trijicon RMR. That's one I've carried. I've seen you carry guns with it. Now that is a hoss. There are some out there now that are actually pretty good deals, pretty good bangs for the buck because, let's face it. I've seen people reviewing the RMR, for example, where they're hammering a nail into, because it can. I'm not likely to try that myself, but I know some people are. What do you think is one of the better bangs for the buck out there?
I think the best bang for the buck going right now across the board is the Hollow Sun 507 Charlie. That model is about $275, $280, depending on where you buy them from and where you look at.
Right.
I picked one up from my local gun shop fun store on a whim. Said, there's one of those in there. I'm going to try it. Why not? So here I am spending money. Buy it, put it up. So I immediately go back to the store and buy four more. And
I actually have a 508. Have you seen those?
I have a 508. That's their Elite Series titanium model. It's all blacked out, no markings on it, or there's some dude, and it's a titanium housing. I have a 508, actually. I rather enjoy the aesthetics of that one as well. But pretty much same internals, same functionality, just the housing is different as well as the subdued markings. And I really like it.
The thing I like about this one, and the problem I had with the RMR, if mine was battery-driven, so if when you mount it to the gun, when the battery dies, you're going to have to dismount it from the gun to get to the battery. The 508T, or the one I have, has a photoelectric cell on top of it, so it's solar-powered. So I don't have to worry about taking care of nothing. And it also has a reticle. It doesn't have a dot. It has a reticle. Which when the first time I looked through it, I was like, okay, now this is just too cool for school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put one of those on the Poly 80 gun, and I'm going to put a Delta Point on my CZ P10F.
Mm-hmm. Good choice. There's a lot of variables that go to the dots. a lot of variables. And people will shun one or the other. And here's the thing. Most people who are using these, concealed carry, day-to-day user, they're not abusing the units or the sites. While people are like, oh, this is fragile, this is delicate from this standpoint, well, it can be. I don't have plans on taking my concealed carry gun out of my holster, out of my waistband, and smashing it into walls. It's just that simple. And I tell people this. On an average, I look at the RDS sites. I don't care any of the manufacturers currently out there, and I have a whole slew of them. Expect 6,000 rounds. I go with a 6,000-round life expectancy. Now, I have some that have seen way more than that. I have seen some that have seen way less than that.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about actually carrying a gun with one of these and how one should go about it. I see all manner of rigs out there nowadays, because another thing that I'm thinking about is like my Poly 80 gun has a flashlight mounted on the bottom of it. And while a red dot or a reticle dot, like with a Holosun, is going to be really cool in the dark, I'm going to be able to acquire that really fast. I do want to know what I'm shooting at, and I want to know how you configure a gun. And I mean, at a certain point, I mean, when we're talking about concealed carry, and you can tell me the answers to all of these questions when we get back, but at a certain point when we're talking about concealed carry, it sort of gets sort of labor of love to carry some of these guns as they're configured. So I want some suggestions from you, if you would, as to what the everyday guy would do if he wants to carry a gun with a optic on it, and if he really wants to dress it out altogether and put a flashlight and an optic on it, which by then that should be the steadiest shooting gun in the world because it must weigh about 12 pounds. No, it doesn't weigh that much, but I think you get my point.
Yeah.
SentinelConcepts.com. This is from whence you can find Mr. Fisher. He is traveling all the time. How many days out of the year you travel?
You can figure about 200 to 250 a year.
So two-thirds of the year you're on the road.
Yeah, easily.
Teaching somebody. Yeah. How often do you teach in Michigan?
I get to teach in my home state probably 4 or 5 times a year, as well as like a contract class here with one of the local indoor ranges.
He'll come to you. SentinelConcepts.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL accused of war crimes, has been found not guilty of murder and attempted murder. Gallagher was accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter and firing on civilians. Trade talks continue between the United States and China after both President Trump and the President of China met at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy Peter Navarro explains what both sides have to discuss.
We have as a starting point The ending point where talks broke down, which is the 150-page plus agreement across seven different areas, such as forced technology transfer and intellectual property theft.
The Census Bureau will not include a question about citizenship in the printed questionnaire for the 2020 census. That's according to an email sent by the Justice Department. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 69 points to close at 26,786. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was just invoking my inner Ed Sullivan there just for a minute. Children, that was a guy back in the day. Talking to Steve Fisher. Do you know who Ed Sullivan was, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, I know that you're younger than me. You're like 10 years younger than me. 10 years younger and 10 inches taller.
At least.
Anyway, and has the better aftershave, let me tell you. And he just a dapper dude, Mr. Fisher. So for somebody who's going to come to an RDS class and learn the way of the RDS, and you know, we're talking about red dot sights, they're going to probably want to carry the gun.
Absolutely.
So. Not every holster designed out there to carry a gun without a red dot sight is going to carry a gun once it has the red dot sight. So where does a person, how do they go about finding the right holster for that gun that will accommodate the red dot?
Most of the current major holster makers have a holster that will fit any of the red dots on the market, even if it's from the current crop of Trigicon SROs. to the Endpoint Acro, to Delta Point Pros, to HoloSuns, to RMR, to whomever. Most of the major builders of holsters have, you know, their holster that will accommodate that, including even some of the Safariland Duty holsters.
Right.
You know, hey, a great option if you're playing with this and you don't want to spend a lot of money and dive in all this, get yourself a Blackhawk Omnivore. You know, it's inexpensive, relatively $40 online somewhere. It holds pretty much 150 different guns that hold a weapon light. You know, if you really need something just to play with, to get an right. initial assessment, you know, not a bad choice. I have holsters from Safariland, Raven, you name it, up and down the list. Filster, you know, the Filster Floodlight is a great holster for that as well. You know, for the appendix inside the waistband crew. Holsters from Dark Star, Mean Gene Leather. There's just an endless array of them. I'm not paid by any of these guys. I'm not sponsored by any of them, realistically. You know, I get some product in exchange for its use, you know, that kind of thing, because I believe in the product.
Right.
But they all have merit of some sort to holding that RDS pistol in your pants or on the outside of your pants. Does not matter to me.
What do you think about people that want to carry a gun with a red dot sight and a flashlight?
Each his own. I'm not a big weapon light carrier.
Okay.
Several of my guns have the capability. I carry them from time to time. I get more use out of handhelds, but the use of a weapon light and a red dot in conjunction is pretty awesome. It's like autopilot. And here's the thing with red dots. We put them on carbines with weapon lights. We put them on other guns with weapon lights. Why not put them on a pistol with a weapon light? No reason not to.
Yeah, but the thing about the weapon light, though, like in the case of, say, a Glock 19-sized weapon, mm-hmm. most of the weapon lights, the Surefire X300, the Streamlight TLR1, they're going to protrude beyond the barrel. And yeah. if you're taking a class with it, you're going to really foul that light up. I mean, I took my tactical response class with the light mounted on both of them, and I spent as much time cleaning the light as I did the gun.
Let me give you a trick for that. Quadruple O steel wool and some gun oil.
Okay.
Takes it right off of the bottle. Put a little gun oil on the lens. Take that little chunk of steel wool. Swirl it around. Wipe it off with your fingers, and you're back to zero. Takes about 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
And it will not okay. damage the lens.
We need to do some video, me and you. I can see that already. We could call it Steve's Tips. We could put it in the home improvement section on YouTube.
Even better.
For somebody that's going to carry a gun with a flashlight and a optic, are you now pretty much default going to have to go to outside the waistband?
No, not at all. You know, one of the best holsters that I have in my series of the bin of, you know, Kydex and injection molded stuff, the Filster holsters are the way to go for that. That is my go-to default inside the waistband, appendix carry with a weapon light. That's the holster. And I can even wear Filster. Side if I need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Filster. John Houtman, old sponsor of the show. He is a very innovative young fella.
Yeah.
And he and Steve do a little bit of collaboration. I shot your little kit that you had around you at when we were out in the desert in Vegas.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Well worth looking at.
We've done a few other projects together recently. You know, the arcs for the X300 lights, which are the extended switches that allow the user to configure the X300 to a more usable system. But, you know, here's the thing with red dots. We really don't need to teach a red dot pistol class. You don't. The baseline is this. If your grip is lousy, your presentation is lousy, your grip is lousy, everything is going to be lousy regardless of its iron sights or a red dot. It's just more noticeable with the red dot. Most red dot pistol sights, when turned on, are the same exact size as your front iron sights on your pistol. There is nothing different about it other than the projection of the imagery. And honestly, if your presentation sucks, if your grip is terrible, your presentation is slow, everything is still going to be slow. Everything is still going to be terrible. It's going to take you time to fish around to find that optic, to find that sight, they're basically by refining what you're doing with a red dot in a red dot class, or even a standard iron sight pistol, whatever class, will
right.
translate back and forth to one or the other. There is no true magic to these things. A lot of it is just huff and puff and smoke and mirrors. It's ridiculously easy. As long as your grip is good and your presentation is good and you stop the gun consistently at the same points every time, you're not going to have a problem with the red dot. But the people that talk about them on the internet, they're like, oh, they're slower, they're this or that, I can't find a dot. Well, it's because you're terrible with the gun and your presentation sucks. That is flat out. Sorry about your bad luck, but you're not as good as you think you are.
Yeah. Well, I'll be listening. I just like the thing about getting out in front and trying this with a little bit of help is that I get to have the repetitions.
Yes.
I get to try to, I'll have somebody with eyes on as I start to make that slightly molecular, minuscule little bad habit, which is now going to exacerbate every time I draw the gun. Somebody will be there to correct that before I get too out of hand with that. That'll be that, you know. There are some benefits to going to a red dot class for those of us. Yeah. We're coming up on the last break of the hour, and we're talking to Steve Fisher about red dot sights. I'm going to be taking one of his classes. You can go to sentinelconcepts.com. And it's not just red dots. He's got carbine classes. He's got other pistol classes. You do shotgun?
Oh, yeah. Near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. Shotgun and long range. He's gotten into the long range thing. I've seen some of his setups that are just, I just like to watch him set it up on the tripod and everything else. It's awe-inspiring to watch that kind of a setup. So Sentinel Concepts, there's something there for you. And you can check them out at sentinelconcepts.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Steve Fisher very shortly. I will be taking one of his classes in October in Dorchester, South Carolina, when Sentinel Concepts comes south. When you're shooting on the range, and don't you wear Project Rudy glasses? Are they prescription?
I have prescription and non. Yeah,
so for somebody,
project glasses.
Yes, well, I know that and you don't have to tell me this over the air if you want to, but I keep meaning to call you to get your promo code so I can go there and get me a pair. So I'll be doing that here shortly. But I don't wear prescription glasses when I'm shooting yet. Okay, I have prescription glasses when I'm shooting. Is the red dot Does it lend itself to overcoming failing eyesight?
I will say that it helps with the ability to have a better focus versus trying to focus on 2, 3, 4 different focal planes, such as rear sight, front sight, target, and background.
Right.
As opposed to focusing on the target, a dot being superimposed over it, allowing me to see more of what is going on around the gun and the background. And for failing-ish eyesight, the red dot is way worth it.
Yeah, I have shot enough with those to have figured that part of it out. Although, I haven't worked with the Delta Point yet, but I think I found my red dot with the Holosun. I need to probably call them up and tell them they need to start paying us for talking about them, don't I? Me and you both.
I call them up.
pay me some millions of dollars. But no, I like people think, oh, it must be great running this or you know stuff for free. I'm like, A, there's nothing free. B, you know, I buy a lot of equipment before I ever would get behind something or endorse it whatsoever. Right.
Give it a test drive or two, see how well it holds up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Now, just to take you off of the path just for a moment, nowadays most of the name brand equipment is going to hold up pretty well, isn't it? I mean, the durability is sort of built into just about everything, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
What about, like, for somebody like you who teaches a carbine class, are there people that come to you with carbines that they have, let's say that they tried to be sort of frugal when they were acquiring this one or whatever it was, that maybe it doesn't hold up? I mean, do you see any of that?
No, not necessarily. No, there's so much mystique around these things. Red dots, especially the micro red dots, do better on non-reciprocating slides.
Right. Who has those?
Right, exactly. Well, long guns. You know, that's the beauty. Long guns, things of that nature.
Right.
They just seem to do so much better on those because they're not, getting beat up as much during the reciprocation of the slide.
And you're saying that, like, with, say, a Hollow Sun optic, which is with pistols I'm going to be carrying, that's good for 6,000 rounds?
I would say even more. I have one particular Hollow Sun that's over that, well over it. It's around 8,500 rounds. I'd have to look at my books and find out. Yeah, it's one of my mainstay test guns, test optics that I've done. And while, other guns, again, it's all dependent. It really truthfully is. There are other optics, I should say. Sometimes they last. I've had type 1 RMRs that have lasted 8 rounds, and then the gun goes dead. I've had others go, 10,000 rounds. So I just kind of, I err on the side of the caution, split the ground, go about, and tell people, hey, expect about 6,000 rounds. Every life expectancy out of these.
So when you say an optic goes bad at 6,000 rounds, let's say it does have some sort of a mishap. Is it knocking itself out of calibration? Does it have to be reseated? Has it tore itself out of the frame? What's happening to them?
For a lot of it, it's usually electronics failure. They finally shut down, stop working. They are just done and over. Or a lens may fall out or something else. I mean, there's a lot of little things that occur with these, but for the most part, it's usually an electronics failure of some sort.
Do you carry any guns with optics on them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
which of the
religiously?
Yeah. Of the guns you carry, do you have any of your agency guns? Do they have any?
I have several of my agency guns have red dots on them. Several of my Nighthawks have red dots on them. A couple of my CZs have red dots on them. I've got such a slew of red dot guns going, it's not even funny.
And these are guns that you carry?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. You will be hard-pressed to find me without a red dot-sighted gun.
See, now, I like that leading by example thing. I do dig that. So, after what have you got going on for the 4th before we run out of time? What are you doing for the 4th?
4th of July for me is pretty quiet this week. I'm catching up on admin work, housework, maintenance on the guns, the gear, restocking supplies, getting ready to hit the road again next. I'll be heading to Alliance, Ohio to teach for a couple of days. Then I leave right from there and I go to the ranch in Texas, which is one of the most up-and-coming premier facilities that I've ever seen. Where they hold the shooter symposium every year. I'll be there for a couple of days and get a private gig for some clients. And, hopefully I'll get a chance to also kill some wild hogs while I'm down there with some of my red dot pistols.
There you go. And I want to, while I've got you on the air now, Steve was one that introduced me to Keita Bussey. And, I mean, she is ripping it up on the weaponized woman. Although she's somewhere right now petting koala bears.
Yeah, I think she's in Australia or South Africa. I lose track of where she goes half the time. It's not my day to watch her, but I'll tell you what, Keita is an awesome individual, great competitor. I will be taking a class with her in August in Illinois with her and her co-shooting buddy, Tim Heron. I'll be there shooting their movement USPSA type class just because I want to see some different sides of the house again and kind of open up my horizons to where that progression has gone from when I remember it in the late 80s, early 90s.
I'm going to try to take one of her classes as long as she doesn't make me run. I've already told her that. I've seen her pictures of her. Girl's got legs that will stride. I mean, she looks like a sprinter.
She is. She's a gazelle.
So, as long as my grade is not commensurate on my time, we'll be good to go. Because I'm going to be taking my time getting to the target, and I want to save myself for the fight. Now get out of my way, Keita. Where's my bag chair? Because I'm almost on the firing line.
Exactly.
So that's the thing that I'm looking forward to. So I'm waiting for her to get back from wherever. Is she vacationing or is she working?
I think she's working. I think she teaches some USPSA stuff in Australia, or she's competing, one of the two.
Okay. SentinelConcepts.com. If you're thinking about a class on a shotgun, you're thinking about carbine. I presume you teach a class with carbine and pistol as well. I'm sure you do. I can't think of any classes he doesn't teach. Steve teaches them all. He brings a degree of pedigree and experience with him that, most instructors today, they can't match it. They can't match it. So SentinelConcepts.com, sign up for one of his classes. And join me, because I'm about to become one of his alumnuses or alumni, whatever you call it. I'm going to be a Sentinel Concepts graduate. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'll be talking to you very shortly, sir. So if I don't talk to you soon, happy 4th, but I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you for joining me this evening.
As well, brother.
All right. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.